Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating an officer-involved shooting in St. Paul early this morning.
Police were called about a man with a gun. When officers arrived, they were told the suspect also had a woman with him. After making contact with the suspect, St. Paul police fired a number of shots. It's unclear what caused them to open fire. The male party was declared dead on the scene, while the woman was transported to Regents Hospital for treatment. Officials say there is no threat to public safety. Scott Peterson reporting.
Today marks the start of a federal trial involving three Twin Cities men accused of conspiring to back the terrorist group ISIL. The men are the last of 10 Somali-American defendants being charged after a months-long investigation by the FBI. Six of the suspects have already pleaded guilty. The trial is expected to last about 3 weeks and attract a large local and national audience. Jury selection starts today. It's a very rare sight and another sign of the dramatic drop in rail freight traffic. BNSF has parked 45 locomotives in its yard in Fargo. The mothballed engines are parked end-to-end and stretch about a quarter to a half mile. Railroad spokeswoman Amy Macbeth.
As we've seen customers' volumes across the spectrum of commodities come down in the near term from their prior estimates, we've had to strategically store locomotives, and that's what you're seeing there.
BNSF shareholders were told last month that quarterly profits fell 25% to the lowest level in 2 years. The latest count shows there are 9,312 people homeless in Minnesota. Michelle Girard is with the Wilder Research Center and says lack of affordable housing is still a critical issue.
46% of homeless people are on a waiting list to get subsidized housing, which is more affordable. And an additional 14% can't even get on the waiting list because it is closed.
May is Trauma Awareness Month, and the American Red Cross urges eligible donors to give blood or platelets. Spokeswoman Sue Thesinga.
It comes at an important time for the Red Cross because right now blood products are being sent to hospitals as quickly as donations are coming in.
Thesinga says every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. A 24-year-old Cook man is dead and another man injured after an ATV accident in St. Louis County late last night. St. Louis County officials say it appears Jason Triska lost control in a curve and wound up underneath the ATV. He was pronounced dead at the scene. 23-year-old Daniel Roderick was ejected from the vehicle. And a fatal ultralight crash is under investigation. It happened yesterday in the central Minnesota town of Rush City. Authorities say the pilot died when his craft crashed during takeoff at the airport. This is MNN.